Today's guest has not spent time fighting in Iraq or Afghanistan, yet he has fought some of the most important military battles in this nation's history. His story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Living in the land of opportunity means there's always fertile ground. And for 100 years, people looking to make a life in rural America have had a trusted financial resource in Farm Credit. We offer young producers, rural homeowners, and agricultural cooperatives the support they need to extend their reach, rise a little higher, and never stop growing. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Join Drovers and Dr. Dan Thompson for our third annual Feedlot Cowboy College on September 7th and 8th in Dodge City, Kansas. This two-day seminar, led by respected and knowledgeable industry experts, is filled with timely information for feedlot operators. Topics include animal health, low-stress animal handling, technology, and how to improve animal welfare. Attendance will also qualify you as BQA certified. For more information, visit DroversCowboyCollege.com.
Jacob Thompson says he's always been interested in history, especially the Civil War. When he was in junior high, he saw a battle reenactment and became intrigued with the idea of joining the group.
I did a little research and found a group. I met up with them, found out that I really liked them and that I could get along with these people, and they were a good family group, and joined them about my seventh grade year.
So at the age of just 13, Jacob went to war, so to speak.
A Civil War flag is 6 foot by 5 foot on a 12-foot pole. So I had to carry that around, and for me being the size I was getting blown around the whole time, but that's what they had me do for the first 2 years.
Jacob's group of men is organized much like troops were during the war.
My group, the 17th Missouri, would fall in with the Frontier Brigade, 1st Battalion, and we would be joined by three or four other groups, companies of 32 men apiece, which would give us about 120 guys in our battalion. And then we would fall in with the bigger division, which is basically at least 3,000 guys.
Soldiers in the Civil War were outfitted by their respective government. Today, the reenactors foot the bill.
When the government outfitted a soldier, it was $42.50 to pay for everything he had, gun included. Nowadays, it's about $2,000 at least, including rifle.
Jacob is an expert on the weapons of the time period as well.
But if you're early in the war, you'd have what we call a .42 Springfield, which is a 69 caliber smoothbore weapon. That gun went out of service by the middle of the war, and really the only people using it were Confederates. But the Federals had a lot more range in it. We had what was known as a .62 Springfield, which was a rifled musket, and it shot the mini ball, which is actually much more like a modern rifle.
More next time as we travel the countryside. In Silex, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.